Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia. Greetings, Anhotep. Welcome to the Pure to Read Room. You've got your Omi Inca 7 live coming to you from my studio. I'd like to welcome every one of you to another day in the Pure to Read Room. We've been talking about the subject of Moses. What does he do? We've been talking about rural women and gardeners, organic gardeners. We have been getting information about how you can get involved with this carbon footprint and leaving your carbon footprint behind. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you, and I'm sure you missed me yesterday. However, I got some work done, so I'm back today, raring to go. I hope you're ready and you have your boots hat on. We're going to be talking about some other educational events that you should know about, teachers. All of you, language carriers, literacy barriers, come on in and take part in the discussion. We love to have you. So how is the family and how are the children? We look forward to talking with you today. Our chat room will be open, so come and join us. Thank you very much. For joining me this evening. I know you could have ventured out into other rooms, but you decided to join us this weekend. I'd like to thank you so very much for coming, and I'd like to tell you to put your rural hat on. And those of you who have not been frequently in this room, I'd like to call you and ask you to join us today. That's right. I'm going to be acknowledging those people out there in the Twitters who I often tweet, and also the Facebook members. We are inviting you to be a part of this segment. So if you don't mind, why don't you come in and sit down and frequent the room with us today? We'd love to have you. Now, we are going to do just a little review for some of you who might have not joined us in the past and those of you who don't realize what we're doing here in this room. We are trying to educate some while informing others. And we'll be doing that for a while. For any educational program that needs to be advertised, you better believe it, Omi is going to be pushing it. And that's why I'm pushing the Moses event, because the conference is coming up this month. And it's going to be at the latter part of February, or next month, rather. This happens to be our last day of the month. And I want you to know that there are some other great things going on that you should also know about. And if you don't know about those other things, I'm going to inform you. That's right. Now, say it with me, NOBE, okay? NOBE is the National Association for Bilingual Education, and they work with ESL, ladies and gentlemen. And for you teachers out there who are ESL teachers, come on in and be a part of the discussion, because we're going to be talking a little bit about what they do as well as what Moses Organization does. It just so happened that both of them are featuring their conference this month. The NOBE, National Association for Bilingual Education, they have been around for 41 years, ladies and gentlemen, and they're having their 41st annual conference. That's right, in the month of February. Would you believe it? February 15th through the 17th, 2012. It's going to be at the Hilton's Altoli Hotel in Dallas, Texas. And for those of you who have time off and can get to that conference, please, if you have children teachers that you have worked with that have bilingual problems or multicultural issues, this is a conference you want to be at, because they're going to be addressing all of the issues for the ESL teachers. And there will be booths set up. And they will be doing a number of different things. They will have program previews and keynote speakers, feature speakers, intensive institutes you can attend. They will also have special programs where you could come in for special interest groups. And they're going to be featuring some of the special interest groups as well. And they're going to have concurrent sessions going on at the same time, school visits, exhibits that you don't want to miss. So you certainly want to be a part of that conference. Now, for those teachers who are literacy coaches and who teach children that speak other languages and they're ESL teachers, we're all one. We're all fighting for the same thing, to help our children become literate and to help our children to be able to read and write. So this room is all about caring to read. And we feature many programs such as the Moses Organization, the Midwest Conference that's coming up. It is an educational event that we advocate because we want you to put on your rural woman's hat and go to that workshop and be a part of all of those keynote speaking activities and getting a chance to survey the exhibit. Now, we're going to put a little bit more attention today on NOBI, because I want people here in Indiana to know about it and to reserve the name and table the name NOBI, because you're going to hear the National Association for Bilingual Education quite a bit from OMI. And I'll tell you why in just a minute. The main thing I want you to know is that this is an institute here in this classroom where we advocate for literacy, enunciation, reading, and we also advocate for multicultural and other people who speak other languages who are learning to read and write English. So we are advocates also for NOBI. We're advocates for bilingual students. Now, here's what we're going to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen, is how do you make the African-American a bilingual student, and how can they get to learn a second language other than English? And aren't they, too, by virtue of them being from other countries, aren't they, too, considered as bilingual? And if so, why isn't anybody offering him language classes? And shouldn't there be a real push for African-American children to speak a second language, preferably in their native tongue? But Kiswahili is not really their native tongue. It is a Bantu language that was created. Now, because we believe in literacy, we're going to talk about language in this class, and we have to, because they all go together like a kit and glove. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to give you a chance to get yourself together while I go over and freshen up and get myself together, because you know we have to acknowledge these ancestors and we have to remind ourselves of how good they were to us. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back at you in a second, and we'll be talking about going to the talking cure area, lifting our hands up, acknowledging God, giving God praise and honor. Well, let me go and get purified. I haven't been in the room for a while, but I must remember to take time to get purified. So bear with me as I purify myself so I can sanctify and set this area aside and hollow it out. Take five. Stay tuned. As I purify myself, the water has no enemy. It cleanses. It refreshes. And now we will send the signatures out on the water by pouring libation to Oludulamare. And we say Ashe to Oludulamare. I like to pour libation to my mother spirit, and I like to say Ashe, mother. I like to pour libation to my father spirit, and I say Ashe. station to the west, I say I say. At four libations to the east, and I say I say. At four libations to the north, and I say I say. And finally, I pour libations to the south, and I say I say. May she find her way out with clarity. I light a candle for my father, who's coming from the middle path. I say, make your way home, Father, and reunite yourself to the greater circle. We like to call on Dr. Martin Luther King and Sweet Coretta King to be a witness today. We like to call on Sheikh Yazdia to also be our witness as we stand on his shoulders. We call on them. Talk and be a witness today. We call on Nina Simone to sing us the sweetest bit of song, as she always do. We call on Harriet Tubman to coach her pistol and says, you're going to wait while. We call on John Henry Clark and we say, I say. We call on History Month, February, this is the day of the full 29 days that we will get a chance to celebrate ourselves. To celebrate us being African Americans, being Africans, to celebrate our forefathers, those who have gone on before us, we will never forget. We be a damn fool if we can forget their names and what they have done. It is their back that we crawled over to come out front. And as those that we yet stand on, as we come to understand what bilingual is and multicultural, help us to move everyone into the ever continuous circle, the Mon family. Help us to create, help us to include the universe, help us to include the African Americans and the Caucasians. Help us to include the Buddhist. Help us to include the Islamic. Help us to include the Christian. I am Christian because I am solidified in Christ. I am Buddhist because I am one who meditates. I am African spiritualist because I am one who believes. And I am also Islamic because I am one who believes and prays by God. Those that are still here with us, we say, how much we not be dead to the living. It is us, the living, to dead. And as we do this ceremony in honor of African American Month, we do it so that we can wake up the living, so that they will understand that every day of their life, we are a ritual for cultural activity. As we one another, that we are each other's keepers, and that we will acknowledge all the prophets, Buddha, Jesus, and that we will acknowledge the fact that every culture has created their own prophets, and from every culture our religion springs. We must respect and appreciate one another for our differences and try to find our commonalities. None of us are pure Into the frequencies, they're here today, and we're summoning them so that you can get relief. It's very important that we understand that we are nothing but a butt by. I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. There would be no me if there were any you and you and you. We have to remember we reserve ourselves through people, not through ourselves. We have to remember that the breath that somebody else breathes is the oxygen that we depend on in the atmosphere. So why don't we leave the earth better than what we found it? And that is why we have to incorporate Mother Earth into what we're doing by talking about Moses and how he was inspired to create a committee of people that would go out and not only leave their carbon footprints, but create an echo entrepreneur opportunity for sustainability, learning how to do for self. And these are concepts that our African forefathers wanted us to acquire, the opportunity for doing for ourselves, be able to create for ourselves and name for ourselves and define for ourselves, the opportunity to create gardens and to be able to feed ourselves and others. We don't want to forget that it's not only about us, but we have to learn to reach back and to assist others with their bootstraps so that they can, too, pull themselves up by their bootstraps. It's very important that you should understand, as an educator, and wherever I see fit to advocate and to be able to take the voices of those who can't speak for themselves to the airways. And as we take the voices of Moses Organization, I want you to remember that these organizations are to help you to become more sustainable. This is an organization that will help you to become more liable and be able to create within your own community. Now, Nobi, as I told you, this organization has affiliates all around the country, and they are gathering their own to help these organizations celebrate the blessing that goes on in the classroom where the teacher can focus in on other languages, English as another language, and help those who do not speak the language learn to acquire the language. Now, the most important thing that I want the teachers to know is that these societies are out there. So if you are ESL major, or if you have an endorsement, I want you to join organizations that will support Nobi and that will support conferences and workshops that are out to train teachers better so that they can begin to offer programs that will include African Americans. And that's what my subject is on today. How do we include African American children in the criteria, in the initiative, to better serve our bilingual children? Believe it or not, teachers and parents, our children are bilingual. And I didn't say because they speak Ebonics. They are bilingual. Like it or not, they are going to create a shorter version unless you give them an opportunity to learn a second language. Now, do I speak a second language? Yes, I do. In my household, there are three languages spoken: German, Yoruba, and English. My son is the fluent German speaker and interpreter. He understands it better because he has gone on for many years to take the mastering level of the four levels. However, when you speak more than one language, it helps you to be able to conjugate a verb. And no matter what language it is, if you understand the verb regularization and understand past tense and present, we have to get our children early at the preschool level to teach them enunciation, using tone, intonation, and being able to express themselves and articulate anything that they use frequently in their community. Like it or not, it becomes a language if they regularize it. Therefore, we have to begin to teach them the appropriate way for enunciating at an early age so that we don't create something called Ebonics and call it another language. We have to understand the African Americans do have other languages that they spoke when they lived in Portuguese. They spoke French. They spoke French, and they spoke it fluently. It was one of their native tongues. That is why that language is the easiest of all languages, I think, to learn, because it is sung on high and low notes. So, teachers, I want you to gear up and go to those conferences that are going to better educate you about how to bring English as a second language into public schools and to create an avenue for our African children to pick up a second language and make it mandatory. How about that? Make it mandatory. So then they begin to congregate verbs and understand the past tense and the present, and they begin to decode words, and then their spelling gets better and their writing ultimately gets better too. And those children that are Hispanic who are in those ELL courses, English as a second language, they're getting culturized while they're also learning another language. Their culture is being reinforced. That's a good thing. But we have more than just Hispanics and Asians. We have to include the African American. You can't say he's native of this land when he came from Africa and you brought him over on slave ship. They were using Bantu languages and learning bits and pieces of English. And some of their mothers and fathers are probably first generation out of slavery, so they didn't get the opportunity to learn to read and write. So what's happening in their household? They're speaking broken Bantu languages. So it's very important that we begin to express to our districts and our administrators and our representatives in the House of Legislature how we must include and advocate for African-American children to be a part of this linguistical movement, and so that they are not penalized and left behind for not being a part of this articulation process. Most of our children are in special ed because they can't articulate the language. Once they get a better handle on the language, most of those children you will not see in special ed because they can express themselves written and orally. And it's very important, mothers, that you should understand that most of the deficits and the misunderstanding comes in with the language for the Hispanic children as well. Most of them are assumed to be ignorant and untrainable because of a language barrier. So we have to break down the walls of the language barrier. We have to make sure that in these schools that we incorporate programs like Title I that will bring in the English as a second language, not only just for the fragmented children that come in that are coming from various different Mexico and the Spanish people, but also for the African Americans. And the reason why I'm saying this is because truly, yes, they have made up a difference and caught on fast here in this desolate land, but the majority of them learned on their own. A lot of their tools did not come from traditional phonics and phonemia, understanding how a word is derived and the root of a word. If you understand roots of the word, you can quickly learn the suffix and prefix. So these are the children, the things that our children are lacking. And once they get an understanding of the Latin and Greek word and understanding the root word and the prefix and understanding how the vowels are used and how the consonants are used, then they begin to decipher words for themselves and figure out the definition. So do we leave our children at a deficit and keep saying that they are equal? No, they're not equal. When they're left out of ESL programs, they're not equal because no one's going to take the time to tell them that they are natives to this land and that they, too, have to learn how to speak the king's language. But rather, we rather pass them on or push them into special ed with special population, with special handling. So therefore, teachers, if you are working in these classrooms and you're limited, take some classes. Go back and take some classes to understand how language is used in the classroom and how you can incorporate programs and also interaction between books and materials that will teach these children how to use games to understand the basic silent vowels and how to understand when two vowels go out to play a game. The first one usually says his name. The first one knows he cannot speak. He knows he's got to go to sleep. Taking these things to another level for African-American children will cause them to pick them up. Most African-American children that I taught could not recite me one rule of the phonemic awareness. But when those children came in from other countries and other surrounding suburban, they knew rules that they could apply. So then they began to decipher how the word is sound out. We can continue to lock our children out of words by not giving them the keys to unlock the sounds of the vowels and the enunciation of the consonants. So it's very important that they learn blends as well. So teachers, you can still purchase these items and bring them to your class that they use with ESL and bring them to your classroom for your special population. African Americans are considered a special population. They share a dual role in Africa as well as America, but they still need special handling and caring for. So it's very important that they should be included in legislature for getting specialized training in language. Pull out programs like they normally do for schools that have Hispanic children. They need to be pulled out too, because it sounds like the American children here in their own country are not getting the proper treatment that they need But then when you get someone from another country who's never, whose mother and father didn't come here through the ship movement, those children are learning and getting their own culture. What is lacking in our schools today is that our children have no love for their culture because they don't know their culture. It's being put aside as if it doesn't matter and that you can teach them outside of their culture, but you cannot. You must teach them in the framework of their culture. You must allow them to bring what learning they have to you in the classroom, and everyone has something to give. No one is without supporting and giving something to the conversation. We must meet that African-American child where he is or she is, and we must include them in the greater scheme of things. And you have been putting together programs to further increase their deficit instead of addressing the problem of how to correct the deficit. Now, we want to make sure that the children are not left behind. We know that slogan. Let's move on. The main thing is to address language. If you didn't do anything but have a language school, your children could learn math. They would ordinarily pick math up through understanding language. Most of math is understanding reading. So I learned math through getting a great handle on language, because most of the teachers refused to teach math and didn't know how to present it. So a great portion of us teachers had to go back and learn math after coming out of these tutelage institutions. Now, I want to say this much. Those parents that are homeschooling, I think you're doing a great job. Connect with your district. Share your discoveries and share your programs. Some of your children are learning and acquiring great materials that can be shared with the community. Do a communal workshop and display what you have done with your children and put your children on display. It's okay to do that. Now, you've been listening to Maddie Harvey's Baby Sister, and I thank you so very much for going all the way with you. But we are getting ready to tell you, go out and purchase your tickets to go to this conference, the Novi Conference, and also to the Moses Conference. If you save your money and put aside a dollar here and there, you can go to these great conferences, and you can come back informed and come back with much knowledge that you can share with your community. Maybe you can get that farm that you've been desiring, that's been sitting off in the field, that you want to cultivate the land. Maybe you can go to your mayor and ask for that piece of land so that you can start building your organic garden. Or maybe you can go and find out how you can get grant money and create your greenhouses right in your backyard. Why don't you dream with me for a minute? Let's visualize. Let's be visualizers so that we can create from our substance and we can sustain ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, education is part of the answer, but you have to get fired up. And you have to fire somebody else up and send the frequencies across the airwaves like I'm doing. And when you get people excited about learning, you can't stop them. They'll be forevermore looking for education. And that's what this school is all about. How do you find good knowledge, good conferences, education, but mostly, how do you have a desire to read? What makes you want to read? Do you care to read? I'm asking you today. Take some time to read billboards and to read about conferences and information. Information is plentiful. But we have to be very careful with all that information out there. How do we decipher it? What do we take home and use immediately from Monday morning? But most of all, conferences, they enrich us. So when we come back, we have a renewed spirit. I want you to have a renewed spirit when you come back from these conferences. And each week I'm going to try to give you a little bit more about what's going on in the conferencing and webinar world. Because we want to talk about how to become a part of the technology with the sustainability. So when we have our solar energy placed in our homes, we know that we can preserve God's energy. this. Everyone is waking up now, and they're learning that because our federal government put us in a situation where we were financially bankrupt, we're now coming to us and trying to figure out how do we stay away from going in the red and sustaining ourselves. And one of the ways, ladies and gentlemen, we must learn to feed ourselves. We must learn to cultivate our food in our own land and have plenty of food so we can export out to other countries. But until we can feed ourselves, we can do nothing else for ourselves. When a country loses the ability to feed themselves, it will soon lose the ability to protect themselves. Because when food is shorted, there's a shortage of food, then the wars break out. Then what people do is protect what is dear to them, their next meal. And we don't want to be a country like a third world country where we are setting up vehicles for war to preserve ourselves for this inferior food. We want to have abundance of food that we can share with our neighbors, and we want our food to be quality. So we will gain high spirit and have energy when we're in our 60s. We'll put on shows like this and get excited about this. So why don't you get excited with me? Why don't you go ahead and gear up and put the money aside to go to that conference and come back